Science's Jennifer Cousin is sitting in for David Grimm to talk about the latest science news on Science Now. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
So what stories do you have for us today?
Well, we've done some fun stories this week. We had a really neat piece of the other day looking at certain kinds of ants that essentially will hang out outside the nest, and they help seal the nest off from the outside with sand at night, but then they're stuck outside and can't get back in, and they actually die overnight. And it's an unusual example of an insect or any animal's willingness to die for the colony, even when there's no immediate risk, because it's not like there are other animals buzzing around the colony right then trying to get at the ants. This is sort of a preemptive way to protect the colony.
So the scientists aren't sure what causes the selection pressure that would cause them to do this?
They're not really sure. They just figured this out by watching some colonies and seeing that there were always ants left outside. And then they found out that those ants actually die overnight. Most of them can't survive the night.
Are they the old or infirm ants, as it were?
They don't really know. I think that's definitely a theory, that those might be the old ants or the sick ants, and they're sacrificing themselves for the good of the community as a whole. But right now, that's just a theory. And these ants are also pretty flimsy, as one researcher put it. Even the healthier ones can die easily. So we really don't know which ants are the ones that are stuck outside at night.
Okay. Well, what other stories have you brought us?
Well, we had another story this week from our physics correspondent about a big problem at the Large Hadron Collider that's near Geneva in Switzerland. That's a huge high-energy particle smasher that just went up recently and cost about $5.5 billion to get going, and had high hopes. And very soon after it started, it kind of had a big problem. It started leaking, actually, and they had to shut it all down. And so now they're really trying to figure out what happened, what went wrong, how can they repair it. That's expected to take quite a while.
Why would it take so long?
So right now, the problem is that the LHC is designed to be super, super cold. And just warming it up and recooling it is going to take a couple months. And there might also be a need for some repairs during that time as well.
Okay. And I see you've brought one more with you. What's this one about?
This one is an interesting story about type 1 diabetes, which happens when the body attacks cells in the pancreas that make insulin. And for a long time, people have been trying to figure out, how does that attack happen and why are some people more susceptible to that? And there are a whole lot of different reasons. But this study looked at this from a different angle, and they wondered whether bacteria could actually help protect people from type 1 diabetes. And they studied this in mice.
So the bacteria somehow prevent the immune system from going after the pancreatic cells?
Yeah, well, what these researchers did, and this is all still pretty preliminary, but they were using a mouse model of type 1 diabetes that's used a lot. And after doing some initial studies to try and figure out what was going on, they ended up focusing on some bacteria that occur naturally in the pancreatic lymph nodes. And essentially, they took some of these mice that are prone to diabetes and they put them in a totally germ-free environment. And then they took some other mice prone to diabetes in a mostly germ-free environment, but just exposed them to those bacteria that they had kind of homed in on in an earlier experiment, and found that none of the mice that were exposed to the bacteria developed diabetes, but the other animals did.
So would this be a potential treatment for people who already have type 1 diabetes, or as a preventative measure to keep anyone from getting type 1 diabetes?
I think the bigger issue is that it helps us understand why some people might be prone to diabetes. Once you've got type 1 diabetes, you've lost those insulin-producing cells in your pancreas, or you've lost most of them, so treatment is more difficult. And scientists are trying to really understand how to prevent the disease, since that's the way to preserve those cells. So yes, I think eventually, if they do show this in people too, it might be something to think about. But what's interesting about this study is that people hadn't thought as much about these bacteria as playing a role, and they've thought about all sorts of other things like genes and other things in the environment. But thinking about bacteria now sort of adds a new component to the mix that wasn't really there before.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
So what other stories are you looking into for Science Now?
Well, we have some other exciting stories. There's a new animal model of cystic fibrosis that's in a pig that is exciting for people in the field, because it's been really tough to create the disease in animals, particularly mice, which makes it hard to test drugs. And so this is very exciting for people, and they're hopeful about that. And we've got another good story about some planets that are 300 light years away and that have collided, that scientists determined have collided, sort of like Earth and Venus colliding. They're that big. And it's interesting because it was a really violent collision. And we don't really know how their orbits became destabilized and whether something like that could even happen in our solar system. And another story that we're excited about is the first auction in the U.S. of carbon dioxide emission allowances. And this is being run with a number of different states in the northeast part of the U.S. that are participating in a mandatory caps and trade program to try and control carbon emissions and reduce greenhouse gases. And they're holding an auction this week to trade off these carbon emissions.
Jennifer Cousins sitting in for David Grimm with stories from Science's free online daily news site, Science Now. You can catch up on the latest science news at sciencenow.sciencemag.org.